this.
The what?
Okay, Reish Nun Zion. So we did Aleph. We did Zion. I really wanted to do Ches. He's not here, so I can jump to Ches, but right, let's start with Beis. Ches has, I don't know, right, okay, we're up to Beis, let's stick to Beis. Reish Nun Zion Beis. Afilu, then this is very nogeh. Afilu tavshe shenis bashel kol tzarko, even if it's fully cooked, also lahat min b'shabbos. You're still not allowed to do hatmana on Shabbos. Afilu b'davar she'eino mosif hevel, even if the hatmana is not adding any heat. And not only that, we said even if it's mitstamik v'ralo, even if it's continuing to cook is going to make it worse, it doesn't matter. Still awesome. Not according to the Rashbam. According to the standard of the Rov Rishonim and the strong opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Let me come back home. Lasum kelim ala tavshe kedei l'shamro min ha'achbarim. So all the food, so like after leave food, all the food out, like I want to heat up, you have all sorts of food nowadays that is not necessarily even in a kli. If it's in a kli, it's in a kli. That's it, it's not in a kli. You have a challah. So the challah has to be left out, or I can wrap it up in something. I don't want it to fall, floor get dirty. I don't want something to fall on it. I don't want animals, whatever the different things. So he said, "Lasum kelim ala tavshe kedei l'shamro min ha'achbarim." So the mice don't get to it. Okay, shelo yistane ba'afruris, so shouldn't get dirty. Shari she ain't the kemat min lahachem. That's not called hatmana to heat up the object. Ela kishomer v'nosin kisui ela kedei. That's like putting it in a pot and covering the pot in order to protect it from the elements. The ayin le'al reishon gimel. The mishnah says, "I don't know what he wants with reishon gimel." The berlacha says, "I don't know what he's talking about." Fine, we're not going to get into that.
I think this is probably a good answer for this. Why isn't the Rama say anything more about the kula of the special circle?
Either because it's included in the previous Yesh Omrim, or he's waiting for Siv Zion. He does Be'etzim agree with the Mechaber, right? He says V'chein Iker and Siv Zion. Right, but he argues twice. So he doesn't argue in every sin. Okay, now the Gra says that the marker for this, the Beis Yosef brings it down from Iran. It doesn't bring a source for it. The Gra brings down the source from the Gemara Shabbos Nun Aleph that talks about Hatman over there. It says, nah, you can't do it to heat up the food. You can do it to be shomer the food. If you look at Rashi, Rashi has a totally different shot over there than the Gra. But the Gra brings that Gemara down as a source over here. Okay, so what they basically say is like this. I can take a challah and wrap it in foil and put it on top of the cholent on Shabbos. Even though in theory one could call the hatmana b'davar mosif hevel, but because my kavana in wrapping it is not to heat it, if my kavana is to heat it up, then it's a problem. But in general they say you're wrapping it up to keep it fresh, you're wrapping it up so it doesn't get dirty, you're wrapping it up for all sorts of reasons. So I talk about the first layer of foil is okay. When you go put a second layer of foil, that would already not be okay. The first layer of foil is like putting it in a kli. Putting something in a kli is not called hatmana. Hatmana usually is when you wrap the kli in a towel. So here I have a challah. So to wrap it once, if your kavana is not to heat, let's say you bake challahs, you put them in the freezer. So you put them in the freezer, you wrap it in foil, put it in the freezer. Now I want to take it out of the freezer, assuming there's no ice on it, whatever, and I want to heat it up and put it on top of the cholent. Okay, so there's no problem with chazara because it's on top of the cholent pot. Is it a problem with hatmana? It's on, there's a source of heat combining with the foil, and one could say that the two are mitzarev, like we're going to see in Sivches, that that's called hamana v'davar mosif. That was going to be asur. But the post can say, if it's one piece of foil, so you didn't wrap it, especially in that scenario I just gave you, that for sure, you didn't wrap it for heat. You wrapped it to keep it fresh, or whatever it's called, you know, keep it from getting frost bitten in the freezer. Now I take it out, I don't have to uncover it. It's not, the covering is not there for heat. If the covering is not there for heat, it's there for protection of the food, keep it fresh, keep animals away, keep it clean and not dirty and things like that, that's okay.
Does it matter your kavana and wrapping it?
Sorry? They say it depends on the kavana.
Why do you use your colors? Why do you wrap it? I think probably because you can't do that with kavana to make it heat.
Right. If you do it with kavana to heat it up, it's gonna be a problem. I think they, I have to double check. I'm pretty sure we kind of make a love here and say, like, food's not supposed to be sitting out on top of whatever. Like, the fact that you're wrapping it up, we assume the first layer of foil is, like, for protection. I that's my if you say hinini mukhar mazuman to wrap it up to heat it up, that then that's us.
I think most people do it. They put it on top to heat it up.
They put it on top to heat it up.
Whether they wrap it with tin foil to heat it up.
Right, that's the question.
In that situation, though, it's not. So you're actually using. In the situation that you refer to, my wife wraps her. But the thing is that's actually in the oven itself. You're not being matzmid.
What do you mean you're in the oven itself?
It's shahiyah. I mean, it's
Friday night.
Yeah,
shahiyah. Friday night. Oh, we also do that. You put the challahs in the oven. You turn off the oven.
Right. I'm just saying that the hatmana there is not. You're doing much better. You're doing something else. That's
first of all, that's not. I don't know if that's called hatmana.
I'm just saying.
I don't know hatmana, but for most, let's say it's hatmana. You wrap it for to heat it up. Is that called mosif hevel? It's in a hot oven that's getting cooler every second. Is that called mosif hevel?
Why? Even if it's not mosif hevel.
You wrapped it before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, Hatmana is Motzah. It's only us if it's Mosif Heva. Okay, Nacho. Again, I think in general we say that as long as only one layer of foil, that the assumption is it's more like a kli. It's for protection and it's not considered Hatmana.
If the freezer frozen, it's for sure putting it on the chompat to heat up.
No. Obviously, you put it on the chompat. You're doing it. You think you can do it just to defrost it. No, that's to heat it up. That's not the question. The question is, why is it wrapped, the Hatmana? Why is it wrapped?
Right, you have a much better way of. You're not wrapping this because you want it to. That's your method of healing, right?
Okay, Siv Gimel. We got to move. Okay, so the fourth parak of Gemara Shabbos is called Bamet Tomin or Bamet Ein Tomin. So Hatmana on Shabbos also doesn't matter how you do Hatmana. Before Shabbos, if it adds heat, it's Usser. If it does not add heat, it's not Usser. What are materials that add heat? So there's a whole list in the Mishnah, materials that, like Bamet Madikin, Ein Madikin. What are the materials that add heat? What are the materials that don't add heat? Okay, this is not so relevant, Bismanenu, because Bismanenu, the only real thing that adds heat again is if, we'll see in Sivchas, it's on this source of heat, and that source of heat contributes, is adding the heat, but we view it in Halacha as if the Hatmana is being mosif hevel. Though the heat is coming from the source of heat, but the two combine. So let's just go through Sif Gimel quickly. Eluhem, so this is the list from the Mishnayos. Eluhem Dvarim HaMosifim Helu. The following things add heat. Psola Shel Zesim, leftover squashed olives. Ol Shel Shum Shemin, or sesames. The Zevel. The Melach. The seed. The Chol. Bein Lach and Bein Yevashim. All these things, whether they're moist, whether they're dry, they're considered Mosif Helu. And nowadays, no one wraps stuff in any of these things, and therefore it's not really relevant for us. The teven, the zagin, umulchin, the asavim, these four things, which are considered to be three, because two of them are the same, ish, the zman sheshloshdan lachin. When these three things are moist, when they're wet, they're considered to be mosif heva. The Gemara has a discussion, why is it wet? Is it wet because you put water on it, or it has natural moisture? There's a whole discussion in the Suffolk in the Gemara. Gemara says, how can wool have natural moisture? Well, it came from the schwitz of the sheep, and it's naturally moist. Okay, whatever. The Mishabura says, Sifkatan Yutes, that the fact that the Mechaber doesn't discuss this issue means that it's also regardless of how it got wet, whether it's inherently wet or you wet it, doesn't make a difference. And it says, however, okay, again, it's not really relevant. Now, the elu dvarim at the second half of Reish Nun Zayin Gimel, the elu dvarim she'enam mosifim hevel. The following things do not add heat. Ksus is like a beged, peros, fruit, whatever, not an apple. You don't do that with an apple, but like wheat and stuff like that. Chitim v'kitnios, kanfe yona, discussed in the Gemara over there. That's the famous story of Elisha Baal Knafayim with the tefillin and the Romans. Oshar notos, other feathers, and orish shel pishtan, orish shel charashim, these leftover little pieces of flax and sawdust. Perish hakash hadak hanofel min eitz kishem regarnasav b'megir. When you use sawdust, b'kitzer haga yesh omer d'mitzvah hatmin b'slaim. You could do hatmana with little pebbles, with rocks. They're also considered mosif hevel. However, this is something that's so unusual that the milsadol shchicha and logazu bar rabbanon. Mishabura points out you can't come up with some new invention and say, oh, it's a milsadol shchicha and the gzeirah rabbanon of hatmana doesn't apply to this particular thing. It's They were made by pebbles, and that's that. And they discuss why they didn't use pebbles, because it destroyed the pot or destroyed the food. Oh, fine. Right there, Dalet. Okay, since Dalet based on a Mishnah, Shabbos, Nun Aleph, Omen Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Lo kisahu mi ba'od yom. If he didn't do hatmana mi ba'od yom by day, Lo yichasenu mishatashach. So once night comes, you can't do hatmana in any way, shape, or form. But kisahu, if you covered it, vinis gale, and then it got uncovered, mutulachasoso, then you're allowed to recover it. So Tosin says like this. It's not only the lashon, the Rishon Rabbah, what's the lashon nisgala? Sounds like it happened by itself. You covered it, you did your due diligence, and the cat came and pulled off the towel. So, says Tosus, near Luri, it's not only if it happened by itself, the chatchila, I can uncover it, unwrap it, and then rewrap it on Shabbos. Dumya de chazara, right? You can take the pot off the blech and put it back. So we have the five conditions of chazara that we discussed in Rishon and Gimel Beis. So there's a little bit of a discussion in the postgame. Are these conditions relevant over here? Like, you have to hold it in your hand, but if you put it on the floor, like these interesting conditions. Dirshu actually discusses this. He brings down that, you know, do you need kavana? So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's all mutter. The Bach says you do need kavana. And then he brings down what he puts the pot on the floor, and the ma'aseh we make it. Fine. I mean, I don't know how relevant this is the ma'aseh, but it could be relevant. If you wrap it before Shabbos, which you're allowed to do, because not most of Havel, if you unwrapped it for whatever reason, you wanted to give the baby some cholent, and now you want to rewrap it with a towel, not on the heat a source of heat. So not only if it gets unwrapped by itself, can you rewrap it, but even if you unwrapped it. Now the Tosfos goes on to say, well, so why, if it means you can unwrap it, why does it sound like only if it's nisgal, like it kind of happened by itself, or the cat did it, there's some accident. This doesn't sound like I could do it with, you know, kavana. So Tosfos wants to say it's dumya de reisha. The reisha was if you didn't cover it by day, you can't do it at night. So it says like this. If you uncovered it with kavana at night, you can recover it at night. But let's say I uncovered it by day, before Shabbos. Right before candlelight, I uncovered it to give the baby some cholent. Now I want to and then I didn't rewrap it until after Shabbos. After Shabbos, after Shkia. So, the Tosfos says, Gilau biyadai mi ba'od yom, and you want to recover it after dark, it's aser. Okay, then the Beis Yosef brings a whole bunch of Rishonim, the Smag, Sefer Churim, Ram Yishalmi. Oh, okay. Rewind. Close it like this. If it got uncovered by itself by day, I can rewrap it at night. But if I uncovered it by day, I can't rewrap it at night. Again, if it got uncovered, that's what it says in the Gala. If it got uncovered by itself right before candle lighting, whatever, the cat took it. So after candle lighting, after Shabbos starts, I can rewrap it. But if I uncovered it with kavana to give the baby some cholent before Shabbos starts, I can't then go cover it even with kavana after Shabbos already starts. It's only if it happened by accident. And on that, the Smag and the Smaklin say, Bechuma, and they bring the Rambam, and they bring Yerushalmi. They say, no. Even if it got on, it doesn't matter how it got uncovered by day, you cannot rewrap it at night. You can only rewrap it at night if it was wrapped when Shabbos came in. Then, whether I unwrapped it or got unwrapped by itself, either way, when Shabbos came in, it was wrapped, I can rewrap it. But if it got unwrapped before Shabbos, doesn't matter what the reason, how that happened, it's going to be usa. And that's going to be the psak now of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. Reish Nen Zayin Dal. Ava bi she'in tomni b'Shabbos, even though you had money, you can't do on Shabbos. Afil b'davar she'in rosif hevel, even though it does not add heat. In tomam bo mi bo'od yom, vinis gale, if you did hatmana mi bo'od yom. And then it got unwrapped, mishecha she'cha, Vinisgala Mishecha Shecha got unwrapped on Shabbos, Mutulachsa or Lachasosa. Vichain, okay, Vinisgala Mishecha Shecha. It got unwrapped at night. Look at the Mishabur Sif Katan Chafhei. Mashekosa Vinisgala Lavdafka, just like Tosis told us. The Aflechatchita Mutulagala. The Chatchila also let it uncover the unwrap and then rewrap it. Kamoshekosa Besamach. Ella. The Kumashmalon, the Aflechia Gab, Nashinisgala Mimele, even when it got unwrapped by itself. and I want to rewrap it, that's only dafka mishecha sheicha. If it got unwrapped by itself at night, I can rewrap it at night. But if it got unwrapped while it was still day, and I didn't have a chance, and I didn't rewrap it, then at night, also the chasos of the Shabbos. The havelay kemat min the chatchila b'Shabbos. So that's the chumra opinion of the smagan. The smagan say for a truma, they bring in the mashmalas of the rabbah, and they found the Rishalmi. That's Shulchan Aruch. That's Mishabruch. Hold on. Look at Sharati and Ois Chaf Dalid. The Bach is makel. The Bach and the Torah are makel like Toysis. So Sharati and Ois Chaf Dalid. Avda Bach makel, but Zev Chemitz Al Rabbah. So Samti Gedas a Shulchan Aruch Shapasa Karishonim Hamachmirim Baze. Why? Shabu Yerushalmi Mufurish Bedikin. Vechem Ashes Asa Grabi Biuro. Vechem Pasak Bereshulchan Atzishitim Vagraz. Fine.
Why the Lashon
is Galah? Yeah, they do. I don't know. They try to. They address it. Ayin Beis Yosef. The Kol Shekein Dim Gilo be a dime for sure. If before candle lighting, I uncovered it to give the kid children, and I didn't recover it, then I wouldn't be able to do it at night. The Gilo Mibod Yom Afil Adatz Chasos Mitzvah Also the Chasos B'Shabbes. So. For sure, if I uncovered it b'kavana before Shabbos, but even if it happened by itself, I can't rewrap it on Shabbos. That bottom line stock of the Shulchan Aruch. So again, v'nis gale mishech hasheicha. If it got uncovered me at dark, mutu lachasol lachzor ulachasoso. But not if it happened before yom. Doesn't matter why. You have to recover it by day. Okay. V'chein imrotu lahosif b'Shabbos mosif. If you want to add to the, if once you do hatmana, you can add hatmana. You did it one towel, you want to put in another towel. V'chein imrotu lilo kulo. You want to take off this towel, put on a better towel. V'los is acher b'mkomo ben sharishon cham yotzim ben sheni cham yotzim rishon. Doesn't matter if the first one is going to provide more warmth, or the second one, it's all going to be mutter. Afilo yemchusa el besadin. Even if it's only wrapped in a like a sheet, which is very thin. Yochal litlo ulachasol. So the gluf grin, you can take off the sheet and put on something thicker. Vuhu, however, provided that shinis bash lakadera called sarka, provided the food's fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, I feel the host about kisui osir. So you're not allowed to add to the cover on the pot. Shatosef is that gorim lo lizbashel. That additional covering causes it to continue to cook. Now there is a discussion, there's a whole discussion over here. You're not adding heat. You're not adding heat. You're maintaining heat. Is maintaining heat considered like mamaher the bishul? You're keeping the heat in there. So that's a discussion. There's a discussion. The bir alacha dibur matzal goyim la lesbach has a discussion. Machlok is magen avraham and others. Beis meir. Shabir. Okay.
The heat goes out slower.
Meaning, as it stays hot, right? But when I cover it, that's more like a grumma kind of thing. I didn't add heat. I prevented the heat from leaving.
Oh, you're not allowed to add heat, right? Because
that's been really right. That's for sure. Right. But he's saying you're not a, right. Well, yes, or you're of a bishul daraisa because you're being makar of the bishul of the food. If it's not fully cooked, Okay, right. Sif hey, and vav hopefully. Okay, that's sort of related. Okay, the yisoid of sifah based on the Gemara Shabbos and Aleph is that hatmana is machlokas discussion. Bottom line, hatmana is to keep something hot. If something is cold, you're allowed to do hatmana. Whether you're doing hatmana to keep it cold, whether you're doing hatmana to warm it up, but it's cold. Meaning you have freezing cold water. Some of us love freezing cold water. Some of us do not like freezing cold water. So you want to wrap your freezing cold water in a blanket so that it take out the chill. So there's no atmana by tzoni lemaisa. There's a Rashi that might not say that, but that's about a month. In addition, that's Sif Vav, which we'll get to in a minute. Sif Hey says not only that, it takes one step further. If thermos is going to be mutter. Pina hatmana is only usher in a kli rishon, but once you transfer the contents into a kli sheni, like a thermos, it's going to be mutter. Thermos is also mutter, I think they say, because if you would take, let's say, a kli and then put it into something, into like the external part of a thermos, that would be awesome. Hatmana is being matmin a kli in something else. The thermos, it's mutman me'ilav. And that was a question on the Rabbanut Bishul Bechina that I took 15 years ago. Okay, so let's see inside. Hey, in pina tavshu b'shavas mikideresh and zvashu b'alik der acher. So you poured it into a different kli, into a kli sheni. Mutu latmina, but dove sheni malasav hevel. Now I'm allowed to do it. Why am I allowed to do it? So you might say, what is the whole point? Why can't you do atman on Shabbos? Because maybe you'll find that the thing cooled off and you're going to want to reheat it. If I'm moving, putting it into a kli sheni, I don't really care if it's going to cool off. That's the best way to cool something off, is put it into a cold kli sheni. So if I put it into a kli sheni, kind of, I don't care about this thing being hot, and therefore Chazal were not afraid that you're going to go reheat it, and therefore there's no problem with mana in a kli sheni. So in pina tavshu b'shavas mikederish and special mikederacheres, you put it into a second pot, into a kli sheni. Mutar latmina b'dabe she'eino motzif hevel. Okay, Mishabur explains the svara we just said. And then he also connects it to the tzonim business. I mean, halachically now it's kind of considered cold once it's in a kli sheni. Now that, okay, that's a little complicated. It gets involved with shin yuches, dalet, and tezvav, but according to the Machaber, that fits well. The whole discussion about the Ramah over there, but we're not going to get into it because we're not learning that right now. Then they point out, even if the kli rishon already is cooled off below yad tzeledes bal, could be it's also going to be mutter because it's not considered a kli rishon anymore. Once the kli rishon is below yad tzeledes bal, maybe does not no longer has the status of a kli rishon. Then sif vav mutter lahatmin b'shabes davar tzaneim b'davar she'ena mosif hevel. You're allowed to take something cold and do hatmana with davar she'ena mosif hevel. Kidei shloit tzana b'yoser, that it shouldn't get colder. Whatever, you live in Russia and Poland, and it's very cold out, and you don't want your water to freeze, so you wrap it in a towel. Oh, kidei shetafig tzinasa, or that you want to take out the chill, that's going to be musa. Aval b'davar mosif hevel, that's going to be asa. Afil hatmin tzonin gomer, afil b'od yom nami asa. So to do atzmanu b'davar mosif hevel is asa even on cold things. Okay, that's Hey and Vav. We have another couple of minutes. We did Zion. We have to do Ches. Okay, Ches we'll do tomorrow. Let's start talking about a crock pot. There's something called a crock pot. Crock pot is a kli, usually a cheres kli, that you put in your raw chillant, and it goes into something else that's a little bit larger, also shaped like a kli, and it's surrounded on the bottom and on the sides by a heating element, and that, my understanding of the history of the shayla, that was used in America by many people for many years. It has a low setting and a high setting, and you put it on high, and then when Shabbos comes in, you put it on low, and it's a slow cooker, and it continues cooking, and that's what Americans did for many, many years. One day, someone took this pot to Rishon Zalman Orbach, and he thought it was awesome. He thought that this is a Hatzmana machine, and it's awesome. So I think the guy, I think the guy who asked the shayla was my chavrus and orchaim, and I tried to get an answer from him, but at the same time I asked him for money for aniyim and beitar for yontif. So when you put those two things together, when you don't get your answer for the money, you also don't get your answers about the crackpot. So that was a mistake Thaler made this week. Anyway, so I sent him the shayla this week. But he would learn in this Kerala Hatmani, and he lived in Sharkhasi. That's my understanding. He took the crock pot to Rishon LeZion. So I heard from an older brother once who wanted to say, well, wait a second, it's open on the top. And Ashkenazim, all the Mechaber holds Hatmana, b'miksas, Hatmana. So I understand.
Why is it open on the top?
Because Hatmana means you're taking a kli and you're insulating it. Yeah, here, you have a cover. The cover is open. The cover is open. The lid is uncovered. The lid is uncovered. Maybe you can clarify. I heard.
It's not the same clee that's covering the entire.
If you will cover it on top of the towel,
the fact is that the fact is that because it is completely insulated, so that's
yeah, but it's not completely insulated. It's completely insulated. There's all six sides.
Not the
clee, right? The clee, all six sides, and it's not covered. All six sides, not covered on top.
Okay,
you can ask your neighbor. The rumor has it that Ramesha, I think, was not alive by the time the shayla came out, and rumor has it that
the shayla, he never saw crap.
Right, so they say. All the rumors that I heard, I don't know. I had nothing. This is verified. supposedly that when it came, Shaila came out, Rav David said that his father never had a problem with it. He did see crockpots. Crockpots were used in America very commonly back in the day. So I heard from Aligolo who wanted to say it. It didn't sound like he discussed it with Shlomo Zalman personally, because you read the Sfarim where they discussed it with Shlomo Zalman. He held it was Asa. But this Aligolo wanted to say, look, it's open on top, so it can't be really Asa it because it doesn't follow the rules. It's open on top. If it's Sfarim, maybe it's Asa. But Ashkenazim should be Mutter. And that's what Rav Ozna seems to hold as well. But with your Orcha Shabbos, what? That it was okay. Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv held it was Asa. They held, like, basically, it's true. First of all, the what hatmana b'miksos? We touched on this one. That's Reish and Gimel Aleph. Machog is mechaber Rama. So what does it mean? It has to be 100% covered, or it's 99, 98, 95, 90, 85, 82. Where do you draw the line? So it's not so clear where you draw the line. So they say if it's significantly uncovered, so maybe it's okay. That is significantly uncovered because the whole top is uncovered. But it's mamish a hatmana machine. Like that's what, assuming that the heating element is in the walls, so not just on the bottom. All right, we'll continue tomorrow.